Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Chris Cuellar. He is the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Communications Director. Chris has been on our airwaves several times over the past 5 years to update us on all things Iowa high school sports on the boys' side. And as we're talking, we're on the cusp of the baseball state tournament in Carroll and in Iowa City. Let's start there. Kind of the culmination of the previous 2022-23 year. And a lot of, I'm sure, from your chair, positive change for the association. Your thoughts as we end this year and how excited you are to wrap things up with this tournament and kind of then start really looking ahead to what's happening this fall.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. It's always great to be on, always great to chat about your area and maybe how we can lend some of that like statewide perspective and what we're doing at the Athletic Association. I know it affects plenty of schools and listeners in your area, so any chance I can get to kind of elaborate a little bit and help explain our side of things is much appreciated. It's been a really good school year for us, and baseball is a fun culmination, even though we've got, you know, graduated seniors and rising freshmen all playing baseball and softball in the summer times. For us, it is kind of an interesting closing chapter to the school year because we are at Carroll and Iowa City with the split format for the state baseball tournament, and we know right now that we are not going to be in Iowa City next summer for the 3A and 4A side of the state tournament because they are doing renovations on Duane Bank Field. So we're looking for a one-year stop still. No place is decided yet for where that's going to be. But for us, that it does kind of provide a natural transition into the next school year because we know we're doing this and then it's going to be something different the next go around.
Well, and the most immediate news item that came as we talk about the current baseball tournament was the Iowa High School Sports Network, which is the official broadcast partner of the association, is charging fees for streaming. That was the plan. I know it's ongoing litigation, so there's only so much you can say, but I know the association has come out very strongly opposed to the changes with the sports network. And for our listeners, to clarify, those are two different entities. It's a contract between the two. And I know there were other disputes as part of that. In a nutshell, what is the association's stance that you can share with us, and what does that progress look like as we head into the state baseball tournament, knowing that people may be paying fees coming up on Monday if some of our teams do qualify?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I mean, to answer that, I have to reiterate the statement, and that's our side of it, which is that we are against and have objected to the sports network's plans to charge the public for that streaming. That is our understanding, the way most viewers have viewed this event and other similar events that are to come in the sports network's discussions. But we would like to see free public access for these championship events. I can't add too much more than the fact that folks know that these are community events. These are high school events. They have been shown for free publicly via some broadcasts and some streaming over the past few years, and we'd like it to stay that way.
So we'll see, of course, how it all shakes out in the courts right now. There's also ongoing litigation as well. Let's go ahead and kind of turn our chapter to something that was new, really in effect for the first time last year and is coming up. It's an official break. So after the baseball tournament, we've had this dead week. And I'll ask you a follow-up question tied to that in a second. But initially, after last year and heading into this year, what has been that response to having this week of no contact, no camps, no practices, no games, no state tournaments? And how has that kind of fell into place, knowing it had some impacts on the schedule throughout the year?
It has had impacts, but the response has been overwhelmingly positive. We conducted a member school survey this spring, and the returns were 94% in support of this family week, dead week, non-contact period that we have. It is currently the last week of July. We also asked a question in that survey about either moving it or extending it or where people would like to see it, and the overwhelming response was keep it where it is. So it does seem to provide a natural buffer into, you know, Iowa's unique summer sports setup with baseball and softball before everybody gets involved with fall sports. I think you and I probably both know countless administrators and coaches that now use that week for vacations. as with everything that the Athletic Association does, we've heard from a vocal minority that's against it, but based on the results of the survey, it is a very small minority.
So among that, you mentioned a survey that was taken, and that was where I was going next. And it was really a unique look into how our administrators across the entire state, whether they're ADs, superintendents, or principals, view what is currently happening with the association. So like you said, how popular is the dead week? I know a lot of the discussions around the state have been, should we move some of our spring sports to the fall, or should we cut the baseball season, or should we still have summer baseball? What were some of the key takeaways from that survey? And then from there, I know it's kind of a long two-parter, how does that implementation start if it's something that is currently not happening but is a popular potential change?
Great questions. The survey itself is a long-term mechanism to view, big picture issues. So it was previously done every 5 years. When I got on board 5 years ago, it had not been conducted. So this is the first time we've done it in 10 years. We asked principals, SUPs, and ADs at every school, folks who are decision makers and should have big picture, focuses and ideas, to weigh in on simply 20 questions focused in these areas. And I do feel like some of the blowback or feedback we got were people viewing these ideas and questions through their specific prism. I am a baseball assistant coach. This question was about baseball, and I was not asked what is the issue there. We feel really good about the results that we got. Just over 50% of potential respondents did get back to us. So I think in terms of a tool, the survey worked really well. I cited the family week number at 94% support. Not everything was that decisive. That was far and away the most decisive thing that we saw in the course of the survey itself. Spring sports, to your question, spring sports is often the most discussed schedule issue, the most discussed sports season timing issue that we face. And if anyone has looked at the activities calendar for our association and the Girls Union in the month of May, it is the most difficult thing to schedule. Across all schools and sports, we have track and field, tennis, and then three classes of golf on the boys' side and all classes of golf on the girls' side in the spring. And then baseball has built in practice days in the winter / early spring, and then they start practice in May and then start games in May now as well. Family week obviously has adjusted some of that because it bumped up a week of our season. So it bumped up the start date, the practice date, and the conclusion date. So that has all been increasingly complicated. We asked a short series of questions about what that might look like. And based on the feedback that we've gotten and in realistic terms, and I don't know that we got anything decisive out of it, Andrew. I know you studied some of the results. And probably have a better idea, and maybe can convey that to the audience on what that looked like. But we felt pretty comfortable with what came back. I don't know exactly what adjustments would be going forward. And any kind of immediate adjustments would be very difficult for something like baseball, because we are already about to enter that 23-24 school year. So I don't anticipate any immediate major shakeups, but we did and we're able to, successfully at least check the pulse of, what our administrators felt about these issues.
Would it be fair to say that that's an element of these changes? And I think that so often, and people call you the state, right, or a coach or a parent's upset, is upset with maybe something that you've done. It's not that Chris Cuellar is just waving his magic wand and it happens. There's boards, there's commissions, there's, I'm sure, research that's done. There's stuff that you have to check in with the National Federation. If you want to give, again, that overview of, they see those survey results, and one of them was, I think, the most popular option was to maybe reduce the baseball season by 10 games and have a 30 maximum schedule or something. To make that happen, that just doesn't happen with one snap of the fingers, right, Chris?
Absolutely not. So that kind of question went through multiple reviews, not only in our office, but with our board. Our board will be and has been briefed throughout on the results of this survey, and it'll be discussed. Every sport has an advisory committee made up of coaches, occasionally ADs, and usually representation from a coaches association. So none of these decisions are made in a vacuum. But when there are overwhelming numbers from our member schools, it's pretty hard for quote unquote the state to say yes or no to something that flies in the face of some of these public results. So in terms of baseball, that regular season contest question that you posed, 40 games is by far the most games that we permit in any sport. Basketball is the next closest at 21. It is a frequent concern that is, you know, an additional issue for the congestion of the season. So that is how and why that question was asked. And then it ended up that the top result out of four options was, you know, dropping it from 40 games to 30 games. And that current 40 games was the lowest vote getter of the four. So I know for some baseball folks, that was the immediate result. And they say, you know, you're taking away my season, you're taking away opportunities, here's how and why. Well, you know, we didn't just consider that completely out of pocket. It has nothing to do against baseball. It has everything to do with fitting everything into the, you know, big picture and how it works. And it seems like some school administrators agree with that concept and maybe see, you know, some assistance coming in other areas.
We're here with Chris Cuellar. He's the communications director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association as we end the 2022-23 school year and head to 23-24. Now, one of those big changes that came out before the survey, and you and I talked about this past late winter, was the changes to football enrollment by adding a factor with free and reduced lunch in some of these districts to hope create some more competitive balance. Now, as you and I talked, it was before the finalists came out, but there wasn't earth-shattering changes. Some schools certainly jumped some classes and there was some movement, but for that change, it wasn't just an overnight decision of, hey, we want this. It had been a discussion for many years. And now as we're on the cusp of the football season and we're a few months removed from seeing some of those, I would say, tweaks, how is the feeling of the association heading into football season, knowing that was institutionally one of the biggest changes you've ever made to the sport?
Yeah, and that's where I think it probably how we want to see those changes, you know, play out is probably the thing we're waiting to see. This is the first sport. It is the only sport implementing an adjustment like this. So we just want to see if and how it has any factors so we can see how it plays in and see what our schools think about it. I remember that conversation pretty well that we had a few months ago about this topic, Andrew. And yeah, you're right. I think it was a couple of weeks before those football classifications were released with the socioeconomic factor put in. I think at that time I estimated 10-15% of schools would see some kind of classification adjustment. I think it came in even less than that. I believe it was 7 or 8% of schools were moved. So it was pretty minimal in terms of wholesale adjustments. But now that the districts and groups came out in March and then the schedules were released in April, it's been a little quieter, and I think people are just trying to focus on the football. I don't know that we're going to learn anything that changes any kind of grand plan over the next 3 or 4 months of high school football. You know, it seems like some of the programs that are really good and really dominant will probably stay that way regardless of what class they're in, and programs that are just trying to get up and going and build their numbers, hopefully, you know, they have the opportunity to do that, or maybe that this provides them a better opportunity to do that. It remains to be seen. But we just want to see the games happen, see how the whole picture takes shape, and then how our schools feel about it. We can see maybe how that factors into other sports or other activities.
When you mentioned that factor in other sports and activities, to jump back to that survey, one of the questions that was asked was, currently the association is the only one that puts together, football is the only sport that you directly put together. Everything else is conference-based, it's school-based, schools have to, you know, create contracts with other schools, whatever it might be. You know, does this, not only the socioeconomic factor, but the survey, was there any indication that there might be more association involvement with scheduling, or did it seem like the current system with football was pretty happy, especially with this major change that's just happened?
Do you mean more input in other from the association in other sports, or just in football specifically?
So do you see that what you currently do in football, based on the survey and based on what's happening with the socioeconomic change, they may be hand in hand, may not be, but do you see some of what's happening in football with the scheduling eventually going to other sports, especially with a lot of the conference changes that are happening right now and some of the whole scale of some of these conferences that are losing multiple schools or schools that are being left out or whatever it might be?
That's a really good question, and I think it'll take a crystal ball or just give me a couple of years to answer it. I think we need to see how this football format plays out and see how schools feel about it, and then maybe another scheduling cycle on that to determine whether, you know, it's quote-unquote successful or needs some adjustments or whatever that might be. We have been really comfortable with other sports scheduling their own activities and schools handling that. I'll pull back the grand Wizard of Oz curtain here and tell you that part of the reason we asked those questions in the survey about football scheduling is because we don't really love to do football scheduling. and so then when the critiques or feedback or criteria, endless criteria, comes through on how to schedule and where to schedule and what to schedule, every other sport and almost every state around us has schools and conferences handle it. So, I think if you were to ask us, in the throes of those February and March every 2 years when we are just cramming Excel sheets, if we could give it back to the schools, I think the entire office would say yes. Based on the membership survey, they'd like the athletic association to keep on managing it. I think it would probably, I'll say, Andrew, too, we had about 130 schools provide feedback at the end of the survey. And I do not recall one asking for us to schedule other sports. So, remains to be seen, but you're bringing it up. I'm sure other folks have brought it up. So it's not a completely foreign concept and be something we could probably talk about over the next few years.
So let's go ahead and then quickly peek ahead now to 2023-24. I know, again, we're on the throes of getting this baseball tournament done, but let's take our shift here with Chris Cuellar, director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Communications Department, to what's happening this upcoming year. Chris, what are some of the overarching topics or ideas or themes? Obviously, football was the big one, right, the big change, but are there other things that are kind of either going to get unveiled here late this summer or other projects that really may be coming to the surface that you're really honing in on as an association?
We are putting a lot of attention into the sports networks happenings and seeing where that goes. That is a focus internally, especially since I would say externally, a lot of fans' touch points with our association is on those championship games and those statewide broadcasts. So, we understand and are focused on how important that is for all of our stakeholders. That football one you mentioned is a big one, and football really does take up quite a bit of attention in the fall. It remains by a significant margin our biggest participation sport. So we will have tons of questions there. There will be many forms coming out of our office over the next couple months. So that's going to be a key. There aren't any other major changes coming up other than we know that that baseball contract that I mentioned earlier, the facilities, can be a concern for us because we do try to schedule things well in advance and let our schools and fans know when and where things are going to be happening. So that's a really big one as well. But trying to build on some of the major changes and success we've had over the past couple of years. And in the communication side of things specifically, we are adding some major updates to our student services and outreach program called Achieve. I think I came on a couple years ago and talked about our Hall of Pride closing. We've shifted most of those archival historical resources online under the banner of Achieve on our website, and we are adding hundreds and hundreds of videos, interviews with iconic Iowans. And we intend to add state tournament games from a catalog that we've digitized from things that were here in the building as well over the next year. So that will keep me and my department busy, but something always seems to be happening here at the Athletic Association.
I would imagine so. That's Chris Cuellar. He's the director of communications at the Iowa High School Athletic Association, giving us an update as we transition from 2022 to 23 and to 23 and 24. I should probably add all the years that are coming up here. Chris, appreciate your time. I know I'll see you coming up soon at some of the state tournaments and all the above in the fall. But in the meantime, enjoy baseball. We may see you out there still yet, depending on what teams get out there. And yeah, I look forward to our next conversation about what's happening around the state.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Take care.